Good morning. A series of small earthquakes on the Canary Islands has put authorities on alert for a possible volcanic eruption, with one official yesterday saying there was intense seismic activity in the area. Authorities have detected more than 4,200 tremors in what scientists are calling an earthquake swarm around La Palma since last Saturday. But officials said they had no indication an eruption was imminent, and a scientific committee monitoring the activity said the number of tremors and their magnitude had fallen yesterday. Even so, the Special Scientific Committee for the Special Civil Protection Plan and Emergency Response for Volcanic Risks warned there could be a rapid renewed surge in quakes and kept the public warning level on yellow. The committee reported that ground depressions up to 10 centimetres deep have formed, an occurrence often attributed to magma movements. The Canary Islands Volcanology Institute said that 11 million cubic metres of molten rock had been pushed into the Cumbre Vieja, a dominant volcanic ridge on La Palma where the last eruption was back in 1971. The strongest quake so far was a magnitude 3.41, according to the Institute. According to the latest data published on Wednesday by the Health Ministry, 3 out of 4 people in Spain have now had both jabs of one of the multi-dose vaccines or a single dose of the Janssen one. It was just over 2 weeks ago that the government's target of 70% of the population being immunised was reached. The Minister of Health, Carolina Darias, said that figure was tremendously relevant. Spain is likely to add more than 80,000 jobs this month as the economy recovers from the restrictions imposed during the pandemic, so the Social Security Minister José Luis Escrivá said yesterday. The proposed job creation for September is roughly in line with the 76,000 jobs added in August. The minister said that more than 20,000 people left the national furlough programme in the first half of September, leaving around 250,000 still enrolled in the scheme. Tourism and related industries like air travel accounted for the bulk of people leaving the furlough scheme. Meanwhile, the US online retail giant Amazon said it'll more than double its payroll in Spain to 25,000 workers by 2050 from 12,000 last year, so Amazon's vice president and general manager for Spain said yesterday. She added that Amazon will raise the number of logistics centres in the country to 40 by the end of this year from 31 currently. The retail and logistics giant also said it will train some 50,000 small and medium businesses and entrepreneurs to sell their products online by the end of 2025. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.